In this leader feeder, I want to look at how you as the leader can provide more recognition at work. You don't have to go to many management or leadership classes to hear that more positive feedback is something that all leaders should use as part of motivating their team and encouraging them to hit even more ambitious goals. But why don't leaders give more positive recognition? I think there's a few reasons, and I've asked classes in our training workshops about this. The number one reason is that things are busy, and when things are busy, you don't tend to take the time to acknowledge the progress or the good things that you see around you. Secondly, is a lot of leaders feel that people are just doing their jobs. After all, getting paid is the recognition for doing your basic job, and why should I have to say thank you when you're just doing your basic job duties? But I think, you know, that's disrespectful because you know that some employees give the bare minimum and others really crank it up. And if you would at least acknowledge the contributions that people make, it might sustain performance at a higher level. And perhaps the third reason is that most of us are so focused on what's going wrong, we don't see what's going right. Now, I've asked training workshop participants, I've said, you know, in a typical day or a typical week, how much actually goes according to plan? In other words, everything is fine. Now, inevitably, when they use our voting devices, we have these voting devices in the class, they'll say, well, maybe only 3/4 is going well, or maybe only 50% or 60%. Now, in truth, if only 50 to 60% of things were going well, your company would be broke, insolvent, out of business, right? If you look at it, 97% of everything is going right in a typical day. If it wasn't, you wouldn't be shipping product to your customers. You wouldn't even have customers anymore. Like in the one company, their scrap budget number was 3% scrap. And they said they're under budget on scrap, which means it's less than 3%. That means 97% of the product is meeting the customer's specifications. So here's the thing. As leaders, you tend to focus on mistakes, but in reality, so much is going well on a typical day. So I've got a couple of tips for you in terms of providing more recognition at work. And really, it's two simple concepts. See it and say it. Well, let's talk about see it for a moment. And I led this group through this exercise recently. I said, you know, in the last year, your team has probably performed better in certain areas than they did the previous year. Just list some of those things. Where have you made some positive progress in your department? Have you acknowledged that in front of your team? In the last week, several things have gone well in your department. You maybe solved a long-running problem, or you at least made some progress towards your goal. Something positive happened in the last week. Did you deliver that information to the individuals or to your team? In the last 48 hours, someone on your team stepped up, did something a little extra, chipped in, solved a problem. Right? Did you acknowledge that individual for their contribution? And then finally, has there been a person on your team who has changed their behavior in a positive way? Maybe gone from being more negative to being more positive? Has there been somebody that stepped up and helped a coworker? Or is there maybe a new person on your team who seems to really be mastering some of the new skills, maybe exceeding your expectations? These are all fabulous opportunities to give them some positive feedback. And you know that people feel good about it. Not only do they feel good towards you as the leader, they even go home and feel good about their work when they've received some positive feedback. All right. Now, the second part is saying the positive feedback. A lot of leaders stumble at this point because it's like, how do I tell somebody they're doing a good job? And I'm not suggesting that you go all cheerleader on them and pom-poms, yay you. There are some people that like that approach, but most of us would prefer kind of a more understated acknowledgement for the work that we do. So I've got a few tips for even delivering the positive feedback. First of all, of course, tell the person, acknowledge what they did. Hey, I really wanted to say thank you for you stepping up and helping us staying a little bit extra and doing that, completing that project assignment that we had. So that's telling them what they did very specifically. The generic, hey, good job, everybody, is like feeding a starving person cotton candy, right? The first bag is nice, but the third bag makes you nauseous. So be specific when you tell somebody what they've done well for you. Second step, so you've been specific. Second step is to tell them how that helped you out. You know, by you looking after that customer situation, I think that they were really delighted. I think they're going to keep buying from us. You really helped turn that situation around, so that was really helpful. Now you've told them what they've done and how it impacts the big picture. And then finally, the last part is really simple. Just say thank you. You know, thanks for taking care of that. I really appreciate it. And by doing that, now, truth be told, there's a lot of people who don't even know how to accept feedback. And it's a personal peeve of mine when you say, hey, thanks for taking care of that. And the person goes, no problem, no biggie, I was just doing my job. My suggestion is, because people often deflect praise, it's part of a self-esteem, self-confidence issue, I think sometimes, is just go an extra half a step. Say, no, I really want you to know that that was important to me. So thanks for taking care of that. And by the way, if you're on the receiving end of some positive feedback, instead of saying, no big deal, just doing my job, why not just say, hey, you're welcome. Or thanks for the feedback, I appreciate that. That at least says the person is giving you the gift of positive feedback and you're simply receiving it. So I think if you as the leader can focus on, you know, looking every single day, what are some of the good things that are going on around you? So see those good things and then make sure you deliver that on an individual basis. It doesn't hurt to do team-based praise, but it's really powerful when you deliver it to an individual. Now, in addition to this being one of the leadership skills, you might want to bring us in to talk to your whole team and doing workshops on site. You can arrange that and reach out to us or subscribe to our video subscription or our online learning at frontlineleadership.com, or you could join with other like-minded leaders on our Facebook community at Frontline Leader.